To be honest, when we got together, we didn't know what we were doing. It just worked. Yeah. And suddenly we were finished and we thought, oh, we just made a record.
Without really having any game plan at all, musicians Laura Berhen and Richard Swift met up one day to kick some ideas around. 2 weeks later, they had an entire album worth of material. Those songs are now found on What We Lose in the Fire, We Gain in the Flood, the debut release from The Minor Birds. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. After the band Georgie James broke up, Laura Berhen found herself looking for a new project. So she began writing again and soon had enough songs to make a solo album. For the arrangements, she looked for some help, immediately deciding on musician and producer Richard Swift because she was so impressed by his album, Dressed Up for the Letdown. Laura explained to Richard that she'd always wanted to make an album that sounded like Neil Young doing Motown. And when the two set off to do just that, they worked so well together, it took longer to come up with their band name than it did to actually make the record. But the story behind the eventual name, The Minor Birds, is a tale of serendipity, which Laura told to FUV's Alisa Ali.
A friend of mine, her sister was pregnant, and they knew it was going to be a girl. So their father had sent them this list of female characters from James Joyce novels. And one of them was Mina. I thought, oh, Mina, Mina, Minor Birds. You know, it's just natural progression. I thought, oh, the Minor Birds. I love that. And there's also something really nice about if someone says, I don't really like the Minor Birds, as opposed to, I don't really like Laura. So it's sort of a nice way to distance yourself from that. And I thought, let me just look this up online and, you know, find out, make sure this isn't already taken. And I could not even believe it when Wikipedia told me that the Minor Birds, spelled differently than we do, was a band with Neil Young and Rick James and some other really amazing musicians. And they were signed to Motown, but they never released a record.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, it was very serendipitous. I felt that that had to be the name.
It was always what you say. Smoke screens and the pipe dreams and the blood on the floor. You say it's black, well, it's been out to be black. You've made up your mind and you see where that.
You grew up in a very religious household when you were young. Were you listening? I mean, you probably didn't get a chance to listen to Rick James until you were much older, right?
Yeah, so I grew up around a lot of hymns. My mom's father was a Methodist minister, and she grew up playing piano in her church, and now she plays piano for her gospel choir. And my mom had a very, very extensive record collection when she was younger. She briefly became Mormon and burned all of her records.
Oh, really?
Except for one stack of 45s that I found when I was in high school. And she now is certainly not. It's interesting to see how families grow, how people change over the years, you know. So just because I grew up in that sort of environment doesn't. It's not necessarily a reflection on the present. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Let the record show. You gave it all your mind.
Live music from the Minor Birds and the song Let the Record Go from their debut album What We Lose in the Fire, We Gain in the Flood. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.